اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين.
For the hastening and the return of our Imam, please recite the salawat.
Very briefly, I want to address this matter. And I hope there have been other presentations. I hope there have been talks before this, before the month of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan. I've brought it up in some of the talks, but just a few minutes addressing this issue a little more. As the brother, I think, alluded to, and I think he did a very good job at that, I don't have any doubt that you guys are going to be making it. Okay. Inshallah, everyone here is going to be coming to the Quds Day rally, inshallah, on Friday. But is that enough? Is that enough? The numbers that we have right now tonight in this center, is this enough? Is it what we can do? Is this what we can offer? My answer is definitely not. If we understand what we need to do for this, if we understand that this is a growing movement, if we understand that this movement that was started many years ago, look, Israel is the tip of an iceberg. Okay. The Zionist entity that you see in that country called Israel, which we do not recognize, and we will never recognize, as a government, this is the tip of an iceberg. It is the ruling class, the elite of the world, deciding that they're going to have this land, they're going to rule as they wish. Well, there's a huge debate whether the Americans control the Israelis or the Israelis control the Americans, which, how does it work exactly? And the same goes with the British and the Europeans and everyone else. But that doesn't really matter. All these corporations, all these Zionists throughout the globe, people who are Jewish or non-Jewish that are Zionists. Sometimes I go to my relatives that are supposedly Christian. Supposedly Christian. And you listen to what they're being taught in church, it's not Christianity. It's Zionism that's being taught in the name of Christianity. Corporations, governments, officials, banks, and so on and so forth. Israel is not that small entity that you see there. The media